This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You're listening to Capricorn Drive on Capricorn FM Limpopo Saturday Frequency. My name is Complexion. We are right in the middle of today's tech focus, and we are checking out gadgets that you bought or apps that you downloaded and you only used once, never used it again. And it's almost impossible to resell because the price is not to make sure. So you might as well keep the damn stuff at home. This one says, I bought a drone from Temu and never used it. It's been over 8 months now. This is coming at a return from Mokopane. Send slot. Why did you buy it in the first place, KP? Our tech expert is Edzai Zwobo joining us on the line. Thank you for making time to join us once again. Always a pleasure. Are you well?
Sure. It's good to be here.
I'm also guilty as charged. I do have a number of gadgets that I bought. And, you know, after using it once or twice, I was like, this thing might run. Or I find something more exciting. And then I just move on to the next one. But why do so many must-have gadgets or apps end up useless and idling in value?
You know, the fact that they end up useless means that they were not must-haves in the first place. Mm-hmm. It means they were once. And you and I, and many people are victims of what is known as FOMO, that is fear of missing out, where the ads, the promotions, they'll sell us heaven and earth, but then when you buy the thing, then it might satisfy that want. Like for a day or two, and then after that, we move on to the next high.
Yeah, that is the sad part about this entire thing. So when it comes to app, when we don't use it, does it still collect data in the background?
Yes, as long as you gave it permissions initially to track your mobility, that is where you're going and all that, or audio or video and stuff like that, yes, it can track. So the best thing is to actually to uninstall totally.
Yeah. I think it's very clear what happens when it comes to apps. But what about smart home devices that are more likely to become idle very quickly?
Ish, yeah, talk about that. You know, I bought a Xiaomi, you know, that little robot that cleans the house, you know.
Oh, yes.
I used it once. And it's because it was difficult to set up. So much that I gave up, and you know, it was almost like buying an IKEA, like you know those furnitures that you have to assemble on your own.
Sure.
So, I think ease of use and is the biggest driver in terms of long term adoption and smart homes. Also, because they are confined to the home. It's not like your phone where you carry it everywhere with you. It's part of you.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get detached.
So what did you do with it? Do you still have it? Why haven't you sold it?
It's somewhere in some storage somewhere. I think I'm a hoarder because it's not the only thing.
But if you were to pawn it, do you think you would get maybe something close to the amount you spend on the product?
No, I don't think so. I remember, I'll give another example. I bought a 4K gimbal, right? I'm no photographer or videographer, but I bought it because I loved the ad. And I couldn't use it. Then I took it to one of those porn shops, and they were like, nah.
That's how unfashionable, you know, it must be.
They wanted to give me 10% of the value that I bought it for. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'll keep it.
So what's the best way to evaluate whether a gadget or app is truly worth it?
I think because we live in a world where there's a lot of advertising and noise. Take your time. Let's say you see something that you really want.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously do your homework. Use AI to find out more about it and just delay your gratification. Mm. You spend maybe a week just staying away, whether uploading, installing an app or buying a gadget. Just wait. So if you still want it after a week, then you really want it. Yeah. Otherwise,
I bought a PlayStation hoping it'll keep me at home. The next weekend, I was out with the boys again.
Clearly, you cannot be put on a leash, eh?
Yeah, I know. I realize this thing of playing games at home, it's worse than being indoors during COVID.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure chatting to you. So thank you very much for making time to join us. A lot of messages came in earlier on and people got rid of fasting apps because they just love food. Somebody put a drone that they haven't used in 8 months. And
I do have a drone as well.
How often do you use it? Or you don't use it at all?
I used it once, but I couldn't fly it, so I gave up.
An entire dropout, a pilot dropout.
Yeah, pilot. Yeah.
Edzai, thank you so much. That's Edzai Zwobo. He's our tech expert, talking to us about tech gadgets that we often buy, and before you know it, it's idling and it's almost impossible to resell. And also apps that we hardly use on our phone.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.